Yes, listen, it's great. It's great to get back here. It's been a long haul since say about the 12th or 13th of March, you know. The weather's been great, you know, it's been tough for a lot of people, you know, but I think we can see a wee bit of light at the end of the tunnel now. So it's great, you know, it's great to just to get back into that. As the man says, back on track. It's difficult for a lot of clubs, you know. Some clubs don't have the same situation as others, you know, and circumstances have changed, you know. For instance, the like of, you know, the Letterkenny AC, who the Aura would be still closed maybe until the 20th, you know. So everybody's circumstances are different, you know, but it's, listen, there's light at the end of the tunnel, as the man says, you know.
Yeah. How have the athletes themselves been finding the return to training? Because there's no collective training. Normally they're in your own club in Finn Valley when a session would take place. It'd be a hive of activity, so it would around the track, but it's not the case now. They have to be split up into groups and individuals, which is different for them. Yes, they're back, but how have they been managing to get through it?
Yeah, normally I've seen if you were about Finn Valley on a Tuesday or Thursday night there, you could see maybe up to 200, 300 kids there any given night, you know. Things have all changed, but, you know, I would say it's more difficult perhaps possibly for the younger ones, you know. Obviously, two weeks ago, we're open 2 weeks now. The restrictions and the guidelines was four people per group, which has changed slightly, but it was difficult at the time, you know. But obviously now the signing in and one thing and another, and the tracing, the contact tracing and all this crack, it's just changed things, right? And it's going to be like that for a while, I think, gosh, you know. But every day there's a bit of an improvement, you know. But I would say the older athletes, coaches have sent them out maybe training programs, training plans. Surely it's difficult to train on your own, and you're going out in the roads and it's not safe, and you're maybe going into grass and it just doesn't suit you if you're a track runner, stuff like that. But, you know, the older ones is probably managing that a little bit better than the younger ones. But and the thing about it now, we have a restriction that nobody under 13 can come to tracks, which is a bit of a bummer. But listen, we can't be too sure on what's happening at the moment. We're back on track, as the man says, and not all other sports would like to be in the position we're at the moment, you know.
Yeah, phase three is to come now in the coming weeks. What can Athletics Ireland expect from the next stage of the release from the government? I'm sure competitions will be high on the table at Dermot.
Yeah, obviously, Ashton, you know, the big push here has to be competition, you know. What I see nationally would be that we're very lucky. We're very lucky in the likes of Donegal and the North West. We have very, very active clubs, you know. Not saying it's not happening throughout the country, but a wee bit of laziness can set on a bit, you know. A wee bit of normality. Maybe the old and new normal is not matching. But what I would say is that Athletics Ireland are working extremely hard to try and get competition going, you know. And that's the next step, really. Obviously, I think that every day it's pushing on. Obviously, we're back to four phases rather than five phases. So that's all changed. And I think maybe in a month's time or maybe 6 weeks' time, I think that our restrictions could even be down to 1 meter and stuff like that. But obviously, competition, there was a meeting last night, and, you know, it's not confirmed. It's not 100% confirmed. But if you asked me 3 days ago, would there be competition? I would have said no for juveniles. But I would say, yes, there's going to be competition now. It has to be passed by Sport Ireland, the government, and Athletics Ireland. But listen, there's procedures in place now. There's dates set in place from last night. I just can't give the dates yet. Obviously, it's cleared. But
There will be a national finals for juveniles.
Absolutely, yeah. All going well and all being passed. There's a bit of legislation to be passed because it's possibly going to be direct entry to nationals. So that has to be passed by the governance of Athletics Ireland, one thing and another, and Sport Ireland. The reason there possibly be no regionals would be maybe the lack of venues. Maybe the likes of Connacht maybe have no venue open. Tullamore's been resurfaced. So Munster, a lot of their tracks are based around colleges, so colleges are not open. So it may be direct entry, but as I say, that's all to be passed by the governing body and, you know, Sport Ireland, and of course, obviously, through the guidelines of the government, you know.
No matter what age you are, and you're involved in sport, no matter what sport it is, you always want a target, and a national championship is a real carrot for them. And as you said, athletes can find it difficult at times, not get lazy, but find it difficult in the current environment to train. But if they now know there's something to aim for, it makes things a whole lot better, Dermot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the key. Like, no matter what sport you're in, you know, you can go out and you can train and you can train and you can train. If you have no end result, if you have no goal to go for, it's the trying to keep the momentum going and trying to keep, you know, in that environment of training hard and training hard. Like, you can see athletes training. Like, I have groups up there, and, you know, they're training so hard, they're lying on the track afterwards. And if you have no character, as the man says, for them, it's pointless, really, you know. And so thank God we have something there. And as I say, it's going to be the end of August, roughly the end of August, for a competition. And it's big news, really, actually, you know. So happy days that way.
Yeah, big news, surely. Listen, it's trying to keep the clubs active, trying to keep the clubs interested. There was a number of initiatives that you had set up, Dermot, to organise. You mentioned the likes of Letterkenny AC are struggling because there's no track at the moment. But they rode along with some of the things that you were doing. You might give us maybe an idea, a sense of what the clubs were at during the whole lockdown.
Yeah, just the local, between local challenges and one thing and another. Even in my own wee area in Castlefin here, we set up a few challenges, you know, and that took in a lot of people. You know, we actually done a four-week challenge, you know, just a running challenge, you know. So we had that up and going with 60 people in that. And obviously now at the minute we have a teenage challenge going, to like a teenage marathon challenge, you know, just bringing people in from different areas, you know. That's going well. But the club challenge was a big one for all the clubs, and every club in Donegal participated in it, you know. Whether they were back on track or not, this was run for the last 4 weeks, you know. So we had great participation. We had the region of 400 athletes involved in over 4 weeks, you know, which was week one was a distance trial, week two was a speed bounce trial, week three was a sort of sprint trial, and week four was a standing long jump trial. So there was massive engagement, you know, and it was sort of like a back at home challenge or stay at home challenge, you know, which engaged everybody. And what I would say about that is that it just shows the enthusiasm of the athletes to participate, and indeed coaches and parents, really. And the need for a competition, really.
Yeah. Obviously, athletes have their aims to win medals and get to big competitions and trying to get to nationals. Dermot, you were installed as regional development officer last year. I'm sure you never envisaged anything that was going to happen in relation to the COVID-19 lockdown. But when things start to settle down in your role, what's your aims, Dermot?
My aims, I would say, I should just continue what we're doing, really. My role would be, I'll be looking after Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, Leitrim, Sligo, I suppose a bit of Derry, Tyrone and Fermanagh as well. So it's really trying to get coach education back up and going again. Like, I would say I'm on the job probably almost 2 years, you know. And I would say it's through Donegal alone, probably put through about 200 coaches, you know, new coaches, maybe through athletics leader, through assistant coach, through level one, you know. So just to continue that, to probably help clubs, maybe develop clubs, you know. So obviously you're developing a coach, which is developing the athlete, and in turn it's developing the club as such. So it's you know, we have about, in my area, I have about 40 clubs. There's a lot of work on it, you know. You're talking about maybe about 6,000 or 7,000 athletes. But continuing that, so one of the things we did do last year was that we set up the Donegal Development Squad, cross-country squad, you know. So that went very, very well. So we'll push on with that now. We'll push, obviously we've missed out on the track and field squads for this year, but again, adapting what we've done last year as well was the academy squads for the track and field. That was the Ulster academy squad. That hadn't been going for years, so we got that back up and going again. We had about, probably on that squad, it's based on results, actually, more than anything else from last year. So we had probably about 60 athletes from Donegal on that as well, with Donegal and Tyrone. So that was key, and I think being part of an academy squad, it creates a good well-being between them all, you know. And I think it's the way to go forward, and that's my plans going forward again, you know.
Yeah, and clubs have always been very, very responsive to all this, so they have.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it 9 or 10 clubs at the moment?
We have nine clubs in Donegal at the minute. Obviously, we're bringing in Olympia because it's, you know, we're working through, obviously, with Glenn Swilley and working in Derry as well, you know. So they're very much on the scene as well in Donegal, you know.
Okay. Listen, Dermot, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck in the coming months. And delighted to hear that there's going to be a national competition for juveniles, because it'll be exciting now to all the young ones. So it will.
It's massive, actually. You know, just when you look back and you see the likes of, it's been so difficult, you know, for the likes of coaches out there, you know, and people in every sport, you know. Take, for instance, the likes of my father there, who is 80 years of age and who's been coaching the Fun Valley for since 1972, really. And probably hasn't missed a day's training and all that 50 years or whatever, just to tell him that he couldn't do it. But getting back on track again, and, you know, things like that is bright, you know, and future's bright. We have some real, real top-class athletes, you know. People have missed out, the likes of Daniela, Sean McGinley, people like that. You know, you have the Kellys, you have Ryan Canning, Larry Kenny. You have so many real good prospects and future for the future of it. So sport's good at the minute, anyway, Ashin, you know. So happy days, that way.
Okay, good man, Darren. Good to talk to you.
All right, Ashin. Thank you.